and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm Lauren Mitchell. It's Tuesday, the 9th of June. And if you're new here, the Daily Dits is your daily slice of forces life. A peek behind the curtain, if you will, to see what the military is up to around the forces world. And if there is something that the military absolutely love, it's a competition. And they love to earn themselves some bragging rights. And we are very excited to talk today about the Best Infanteer competition, something brand new that has started. And very, very happy to introduce from the BFBS team to chat all about that, Toby Pickard. Hello, Toby.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, love. You okay?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And for those who might not know who you are, Toby, who are you?
So I'm a social media content creator within the BFBS radio social media team, but we're also heading out to events across the country and sometimes around the world, documenting anything that the military are taking part in, any exercises, any events and any competitions.
And speaking of competitions, can you tell me a little bit about this like new Best Infanteer competition? Because I've not even heard of it.
Yes, so this was a pilot event that was organised by HQ Infantry, devised by Colonel James Loudon, and it really set out to test the infanteers as they're starting their military careers. It seeks to demonstrate their abilities to be flexible, adapt to all situations, and it was really established in line with the Chief of General Staff's direction for the army to be more lethal and more survivable.
So how large scale was it?
Yeah, so this was a four-day event. It took place last week down at Beechley Barracks in Gloucestershire in collaboration with the Infantry Division training team. There were 21 competitors from across the regulars and reserves, and they were set out to test their core skills. And I was there on Thursday to film them as they took part in a number of tests to conclude the 4 days of challenges.
So, Toby, you've got a really cool job because you get to go out across the UK and get yourself stuck into all this cool stuff that the military gets to do. I mean, I'm quite jealous because I'm only here in Germany, whereas you get to go all up and down the UK and see every single part of the military getting involved with all this kind of cool stuff. What were your first impressions of this?
I was really impressed. A lot of these competitors are very much at the start of their military careers. So to be put through their paces for 4 days straight was quite impressive to see. Certainly the challenges and the tests that took place on Thursday were arduous, really intense physical challenges, which is one element that they were being tested on. And they took part in a 2-miler on the Thursday, which involved doing kind of running from station to station. And then at each station, they were tested on jerry can carrying, a camo net crawl, a tyre flip, and then it concluded with a sword lane. Now, this is a bayonet lane, as we would know in other areas of the military, but the rifles are the only infantry in the British Army to refer to bayonets as swords, and to film that was really amazing.
So, Toby, did you manage to speak to anybody that was sort of like leading the event?
Absolutely. I spoke to Colonel James Loudon, OBE. He's HQ Infantry, and he was the one that organised and devised the event.
So the genesis of this started in the beginning of last year. And what I was aiming to do under the premises of shoot, move, communicate and medicate was come up with a competition that encompasses all the elements of what it means to be an infanteer. My view is that people believe that being an infanteer is basic, but I personally believe that it's a step up and a very hard discipline. And of course, being in the infantry, we are the ones who make the last bound in terms of the effect on the enemy. And to be able to do that, they have to have a greater physical and mental resilience. And what I wanted to do was come up with a competition that showcased all that.
So it's been a 4-day event. Pretty grueling stuff. I mean, what have they been challenged on?
Well, obviously, there's the physical element. Gone are the days where we're just seen as somebody who put a Bergen on our back and we can just run with weight on our back. That is still a discipline that we need. But all the other elements, and I think we've become much more scientific in terms of the physicality of what it means to be an infanteer. And that's everything from casualty evacuation, from resupply, to moving with weight on the back, and then obviously the fight itself. There's also been the cognitive load that we've placed upon the individuals. They've looked at medical elements that they've got to be proficient in to keep themselves and also their comrades alive in the fight. But also there's some CIS elements, assembling radios, and of course the other elements such as they need to be proficient in all the other weapon systems that they platoon would carry, and that has stressed them in the same way as the physical elements have had as well.
And so this is a pilot event, I suppose. Why is it so important now moving forward to encourage more infantiers to come and compete?
I think it's important because, you know, from an individual unit and a regimental perspective, you get the bragging rights right across the army to turn around and say, hey, I was the best infantier in 2026 and obviously in the years going forward. That's really important because it also showcases what we do as well. I would like to expand this, have a greater number of competitors. There are 33 battalions in the army, just infantry, but also there are other training battalions out there as well. We've had some great representation today from those training battalions. So conceivably, we could double the number and increase the combined arms elements, you know, in the years to come as well. And obviously, the contemporary operating environment is changing, and we can build some of those elements in, so we become more professional. At the unit level, what I was really looking for as well is giving the units an excuse to train hard, select their best guy, send it down, and again, on a unit and regimental level, get the bragging rights for that as well.
Oof, bragging rights. Bragging rights are like gold dust in the military. I mean, Toby, I know that you necessarily maybe haven't spent lots of time overseas with BFBS, but I have. And when I tell you that bragging rights are like up there with an MBE and an OBE for some battalions, I mean it.
Yes, I can believe it. And I think it's well deserved as well, because a lot of this was about sharpening their soldiering skills to be battle ready. So the competition really set out to really put in place their building blocks for their career. And if they can really master these very simple, basic tasks, that will then set those building blocks in place for them to be able to further build on their careers going forward into the future.
So what were some of the elements of this competition?
So I spoke to WO2 Delahunty, who very much led the training team, and he told us what the competitors had to undertake over the 4 days.
So it all started with a kit check on day one, with a rifles process. Day two, a range, so which was rifle to pistol transition. Then it went on to military knowledge, map reading tests, weapon handling tests, before we moved out onto the training area, which was at Carwent, to a recce assessment, then a NAVEX.
We've been here this morning, they've been out since 7:45 this morning, in the rain. Can you tell us a bit more about this final push they had to do?
So yeah, just I'll go back a little bit though to mention the third day. So third day as well, so we covered BCD, so a med lane, we covered CBRN, CIS and AFE. And then the last day, okay, was a final sort of round robin fitness event round Beachley Barracks, finishing with a sword lane into a sandbag carry to the finish.
And so this is a pilot event. Can you tell us the importance of something like this to inspire the new generation of soldiers coming into the military?
So this was the first time ran. I think the bar has been raised quite well for it, and I think it'll only be raised even more. Looking at, you know, people that are not in the army, looking, this is what an infantry does. It's modelled on, you know, shoot, move, medicate, communicate, and hopefully it'll make them think, I want a piece of that.
Wow, I guess this really must encourage sort of the next generation of infantiers into the army.
Absolutely. I think it was a really important competition to be held, and I think everyone there in attendance really gave it their all and were really proud of what they'd achieved. And I actually got to speak to Johnson Bahari VC, who was there in attendance, and he was telling me how he was inspired. He was the first soldier to receive a Victoria Cross in the 21st century, and I think he was impressed by the amount of hard work that these young hopefuls had to put in to compete in this competition.
Oh wow, what an honour. And then how nice of him to have shown his face to support this brand new Best Infantier competition. That sounds really nice. Now, did you get to meet any of the winners?
Yes, I did get to interview both the winners, one from the Reserves category and one from the Army Regulars category.
My name is Rifleman Borodell. I'm a reservist at Six Rifles.
It's been a tough old week from what I hear. You know, 4 days of challenges through pretty extreme weather conditions as well. You must be pretty knackered. What's been the hardest part of that competition this week?
Probably the end bit with the sandbags. But overall, it's not been too bad. It's just good to learn what to work on. And also the team Isla wasn't that fun either. But yeah.
How does it feel to have been awarded the best infanteer from the reservists here today?
It feels good. It's nice to be able to integrate with the regulars and get a bit of a feel for the what it's like for them and try something different, I guess.
Private Parkins Parachute Regiment.
You've just won Best Infanteer here at Beachley Barracks today. How does it feel?
Yep, good.
It's been a four-day competition that you've been taking part of. I've seen you guys competing this morning. Pretty challenging stuff. What's been the hardest thing that you've had to do this week?
Probably that final fitness event. It was pretty gipping, but yeah, no, not too bad, thank you very much.
Could you just walk us through what you had to do this morning?
Circuit into some battle PT, into a bayonet lane.
And so what does it mean to you now to have been awarded the Best Infanteer here today?
It means a lot, put a lot of hard work into it, so yeah, nice feeling, thank you very much.
Oh wow, congratulations to the first place winners of the Army Reserves and the regulars who took part in this competition. Toby, how proud were the other soldiers that were there?
I think they were really proud. This was for them a really important occasion and a real chance for them to show their value and their worth and be able to go back to their regiments, their units, and be able to show off and say, I was selected and I competed. And I think even just being in attendance, being one of those 21 competitors, was an impressive feat for any of them.
And this was a pilot event, so did you manage to get the goss on like the plans for future events?
Well, I did speak to HQ Infantry. They're hoping to really upscale this. They're really encouraging more sign-ups for next year's competition, both from Army regulars and Army reserves. And the hope is that it will move from different barracks around the country each year.
And where can we see more of this competition?
So we've got lots of content rolling out across BFBS Radio socials this week. We've already put out footage from the bayonet or sword lane, which is doing incredibly well. Quite impressive skills being shown there by the infanteers. But also lots of interviews, including with Johnson Bahari VC. And you'll also get to see some photos of the competitors in action.
Oh, Toby, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. First time on, did you enjoy yourself?
I had a wonderful time. Thank you for having me.
That's all right. No problem, my love. Right, what else is going on in BFBS? From soldiers bragging rights to World Cup bragging rights. Oh, my goodness me. We are at that time of the year. Well, every 4 years where I am behind my cushion, don't even look, especially if there's a penalty shootout. But why not make the World Cup even more interesting by creating a fantasy team and then joining the BFBS League? It's all just for fun. And whilst there may not be a prize up for grabs, there's bragging rights on the line. And let's face it, that's a prize that money can't buy. If you want to get involved, bfbs.com/fantasyfootball. That is bfbs.com/fantasyfootball. Thank you so much for listening to the Daily Dits podcast today. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and we'll see you again tomorrow. BFBS.